Our Heavenly Father, we give you all the glory. We give you all the adoration. Because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Omnipotent and Omniscient God. You are the Alpha and Omega. Today we have assembled here to listen to your word. Almighty God, we pray that you add your blessings to the word that is coming. So that your children who are listening to you right now, when you appear in your glory, they may not be wayward, but find place in the place where you are prepared for your righteous ones. We thank you and we give you all glory. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit, as the word of God is coming, I take authority over all principalities, over all powers, over all rulers of darkness, and I silence them in the name of Jesus. And I say all the activities become null and void as the word of God is coming. Amen. This morning, I would like to speak in Chi so that Mama will translate me so that I don't have to go. Sorry. I would like to speak in Chi and Mama will translate me in English so that, sorry. I would like to speak in English and Mama will translate in Chi.
Hallelujah.
So that I don't have to go back and forth.
Yo, enti na no pay. O pese mi ka twi, mi ka brofo, se ne be ya mama be edi be ba twi mu, se ne be ya mi nko brofo ni twi mankasa. Amen.
Our theme for today says sacrificial life.
Asemniti ene ano pay say, etu ho ache asetna.
God wants us to sacrifice our life for his work. And so, this morning, I'll be happy if after this, all of you will try to lead a sacrificial life. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2, the Bible says, I beseech thee, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
Roman for human way to do me a new teacher medical say. Ain't he me slamo minianum? But only medion yakopo mo bro no slamo. Samo famo who ain't see ho, say a for a body at ya say. I walk crunk crun ye, ah, a ye on yakopo any so. Ewo enuni onyankopɔ honhom esom.
And do not be conformed to this world, but be renewed by the transforming of your minds.
Na mont na se se ewi ase na mom mon satra majen na mont na se se onyankopɔ ma.
By sacrificial life we mean a life whereby you give the Lord whatever he requires of you, of your time, of your earthly possession, of your energies, to advance his work even to the point of death.
Say ka se otun wa che juma na wudi ubri bia e ma onyankopon eya wo mre wa ho odin usika empo enkoduru owo mu. Hallelujah.
This is why our Lord Jesus Christ commanded us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, that we should seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us.
Enunti eno nyankopon asem akatreye ewo Matthew asempa no etinsia ntichemu eduasa miensa se yenhwehwe onyankopon ahenie no ene ne tren no no kan ne na dia kanyina odebeka yen ho. Amen.
Jesus Christ gave us an example of a sacrificial life by the way he lived his life on this earth.
Yera Yesu Christo ebetreye se dia yebetumi etu ye ho asi ho anasa obetreye se nia etu ho ache abrabo etie ewo no akasa na abraba obedi wo asasi so.
Though he is God, he did not demand the rights as God, but demonstrated servant leadership in everything he did.
Impo na oyo nyankopon enso wa mu ne ho sa oyo nyankopon na mom oyɛ ne nyoma nyina ese obi a ɔtu ne ho akye ɛde amawiase.
So Jesus Christ of Nazareth told his disciple that whoever wants to be first must be your servant.
Enu ti era Yesu Kristo kan se obiara opese odi kan no ewo se oyɛ ɔsomfoɔ.
Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve.
Senya yera Yesu Christo ama se yan sumuno na emom onu baye se obesum.
So as Christians, we are to put our positions, our ranks, our pride, our fame aside when it comes to matters of God.
Enunti senya yera Christo fwe ewa se ye di ye nyoma ahuma suwa eni enyoma ense nyina etu nchen ewa onyankopon enim ana onyankopon ejumaye mu.
This morning I'm asking you, how much are you willing to lead a sacrificial life?
Ano pay mi pese mi bisa se empa hi na opese utu hu esi ho ema ewa wasitene mu as o Christo ni.
In Hebrews 13:16, the Bible says that do not forget to do good.
Hebrew for Homa, it's do me and sa.
And Chichamudunsia
say, and my rain free say, obey ye papa.
For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased.
Now, utu unhusi hosa. And now, utu unhusi hosa aforibodia, and no ene ye onyankopon eni so.
This morning we read about Abraham and Isaac.
And opay ye kain efa Adam any Abraham any Isaac.
The story of Abraham and Isaac is very common to all Christians.
Na Abraham ni Isaac and asemi eye asema eye ni obia ati pain.
And we all know God asked Abraham to sacrifice his promised son Isaac, and Abraham agreed.
Na senia ye nyina ye nim no onyankopon e ka tre Abraham say onfa ne baba ko a eye Isaac no emfa mo aforie e ma no.
Indeed, Abraham also demonstrated a real sacrificial life as far as the issue of Isaac is concerned.
Ampa Abraham ejitumu na ode Isaac ebo aforie ema onyankopon senia yenyina yenim no.
Now let us take another example of like Paul.
Afemuma yenhwe osomafo Paul nso.
Paul, after his conversion on his road to Damascus.
Osomafo Paul, ebra onya esakraye ewo Damascus kwanso no.
After that, he led a sacrificial life.
Enu echi no, otu ne hu cheye, anase otna ase.
He suffered so many consequences, but he led his life as a true Christian.
So
this morning, I want you also to lead a life that is sacrificial to the Lord.
I
wanted to take another example of Mary Magdalene.
Na mepese ye hwe oba bi so a ye frɛ no Mary Magdalene.
After Jesus cast 7 demons out of her.
Ebra onyankopon ana Yesu Kristo tu ahonhom nson ahonhombane nson efiri ne mu no.
She led a sacrificial life. She dedicated her whole life to the work of God in serving Jesus.
Odina brabo si ho esa foribodi etia a etia se ema ye ra Yesu Kristo oye ejuma bebre.
It so went to the standard she was the very first person to see the resurrected Christ.
Impo enam so ema onu ni onipa odikan a ohunu ye ra Yesu Kristo ebra owu sori ye no.
And she was the first person that Jesus gave the message to go and tell the apostles.
Na onu so ni oba onyakop Yesu Kristo di asam ne ma no se onko no ko kan kire esuafo no.
You see, in life there are so many people who led a sacrificial life and the result was very fantastic.
Abrabom no enipa bebre wo ho a omutu omhu si ho anase ombo omudi om abrabo si ho safari bo ade a etiase a omunya ho faso bebre.
Let us take for example John Wycliffe.
Yen share obia ye friend John Wycliffe.
He is the one who sacrificed himself to translate the Bible from Latin into English.
Onu any obia or the Bible no a free Latin mu eba brofo kasemu.
And because of this thing, he was persecuted.
Enam senti. Oh,
the people said, why do you take the Bible into common language for everybody to understand?
Under
normal circumstances, the Roman Catholic Church wanted to make themselves bosses. So that when they come, they open part of the Bible and they read, Lo Sande Rebrea Kane, Amen. Then you all respond. And we will be the custodians of the word.
Enunti, na Roma Fone Pese, Omo ya Omo Hon, Ampeni Fua, Senya, Beya Omo Kwa Nebe Tumia Kain, Bible no. Enti no Omo Ba Noma Bebiem, Na Wama King Kain, Said Yo King Kain Ye, Noma Jeso, Amen.
Hallelujah. You see, the Bible is not for the common people. Anybody at all cannot stand and read the word of God.
Omo tre se a echro no enye masa obia hunu onipa hunu bia ebetumi akan ate ase eno nye onyakopon pe.
And now you have translated it into English, and every common man can read. So where do we stand as Pope, bishops, and deacons?
Enti na omunti ase se adenti na wose wanya mudia bakasa obi abetumi aka amene yenya yeya sofo mpenifo bishop fo ni pope fo no ye ntumi kan anase de ye bekan no omunim dada.
Oh, John Wycliffe was persecuted, but today because of him you and I have copies of the Bible.
Hallelujah.
This is the result of a sacrificial life.
John Wycliffe and Okwasem Ohuamane Watano. Now so Amania o co munintino. And no ne minu me no, yet to me a natron and our Bible no, e can kind etias yet to me a ye de yepe. Hallelujah.
Let us take another person like Martin Luther.
A fe yen share yen papa Martin Luther.
Martin Luther was the first person who felt that the Catholic Church has become corrupted and lost direction.
Now Martin Luther any obia obe who say Catholic and I say Roman sorry no. I say
and nobody was prepared to talk.
Now obia and pese obe kan ho asem.
Because if you talk, there's the consequences that you are about to follow.
Now koka say asafo no asay a na as amania wo ha ubekom.
But Martin Luther decided to sacrifice himself to bring about all the things that they are doing which is not good.
Now so Martin Luther de ne hu si ho se bibia omo ya enye bia no obeka.
And so he wrote what we call the 95 theses.
Enti otro bibia ye fre no theses aheye aduokunu enum.
Okay. And so, by the time they all woke up in the morning, the 95 theses of Martin Luther was on the notice board for everybody to read.
Enti nia Martin Luther etro ya na ye aduakru num no odi to ho se de be ya obia ebetumi akenkan.
And so the next morning, you can imagine what happened. All the evil things that the Roman Catholic Church were doing was on the notice board and everybody could read.
Enti adetie no de ba ye ni say bonia na e koso e wo Catholic asori ni mu nyina wo ho ye de tuja se ne be ya obia betumi akenkan.
He sacrificed his life for this. And because of this, he was persecuted to the extent that he had to run away for his life.
Odene kra eto ho ana otu ne ho echeye e ma sa adwuma yi enti senti no na wo se odwane eje ono ane ne nkwa.
Martin Luther's sacrificial life is what brought about Protestant churches and the Reformation, and it is that which led to even we having Presbyterian Church of Ghana today.
Enti Martin Luther ade a oyeye yi enedi asori ni chichemu ba ya ye wo Protestants a enesu yen ya benya ye presby efrimwin.
So before this, it was only the Catholic Church.
Intinanka eye Catholic anase Roman for no kwa.
Now, maybe you'll be saying all the people that you are quoting, they are historical people, biblical people. Now let us come to Ghana and look at Samuel Otu.
Papa Samuel Otu.
He was the first Ghanaian martyr.
Onu any Ghanaian odikanya odina nekra eba forie.
And he was a native of Latte in Ekuapem.
Nana ofri Latte Ekuapem.
And he was a PCG missionary.
Nana oye Basri missionary.
In fact, he sacrificed himself. He led a sacrificial life to the standard. In the end, he was killed.
Ode ne kra eto ho ana ode ne hu si ho sa forebode e ma ewieye no wo kum no.
The list can go on and on and on and on and on.
Metimi akoso akenkan bebre.
But Jesus Christ showed us the way that we can lead a sacrificial life.
Na yera Yesu Kristo e chire yen e kwan a ye betumi afa so atena se se atuhwache ana asetena atuhwache asetena.
So in Luke chapter 9 verse 23.
Look at Sempano, it's in Crown.
He says, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
And look at Sempano, it's in Crown, Chichemu, Edionu, Miensani, say, Obia, Opese, Odimechino, Ompani, Huwechi, Nonfana, Sendia, Na, Onimechi, Debiara.
The emphasis is on daily. It is something that you do every day. It's something that you do every day. You don't do it today and tomorrow you stop. That is why he says, take your cross daily.
As
we all know, the cross stands for death. So in order to take up your cross, it means you must be willing to die to yourself, to your agenda, and your ego, and all your rights.
Enunti se ye beti mi afa se yana etre se e wo se ye wu emani pedue ye wu ma akono ye wu ma huwa huwa eni ni etete sa nyina.
When we crucify our flesh, our desire, we begin to make decisions depending on how God wants us to do.
Enunti se ye tumi eku ni pedue na anase akono na eye onyankopon ena ebetre yen nia yenye ana honhom no ena ebetre yen kwan a yemfa so.
That is why the Bible says in Galatians 2:20 that I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
Enunti ena Galati for homa no etimie no chiche mo edue no no etre yen se enye mi ena mini Yesu abo ya abo mini Yesu asenduem enye mi ena meti ase biem ana meti ase ma me hu biem na emom abraba me bo no me bo ewo Yesu Kristo mu ewo jidi a yenya ewo ono Yesu eni odo a owo ma yenu mu.
Therefore, the life which I lead now, I live it in the flesh by the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Enti abraba mi bo se se no mi bo wo jide mu ewo Yesu Kristo a o ye onyankopon ba no a o de ne ho esi ho e ma ye no mu.
So if you are leading a sacrificial life, it means you are dead to your rights. You don't have any rights. All that you have is to obey the command of Jesus.
Enunti se ye bo etu ho ache abrabo dia na tre se ye ntna se e ma ye ho bibia ye ye no ye ye woni a onyakopon epemu.
You see, the greatest command that our Lord Jesus Christ gave to us demands a sacrificial life.
Ashedia ye ra Yesu Kristo e de ma ye no e tre se e wo se yetna se e se afɔrebɔde ana ye de ye hu si ho se afɔrebɔde e ti ase.
You see, in our life, we should sacrifice everything for the work of God to progress.
Ewa brabo munu e wo se ye de ye hu si ho ana ye tu ye hu si ho e ma bibi biara.
The first command, that is, we love God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind.
Niedi kaine se yendo onyankopon yemfa ya adwene yakoma ene yenkra nyina.
The second is to love our neighbor as ourselves.
Na niedi honso ni se
these two commandments, if we are able to follow, then it means we have been able to follow all the Ten Commandments. But let us note one thing. We cannot do neither of these commandments whilst we are still demanding our own. You see, biblical sacrifice is being willing to set aside your own desires for the good of others. As long as we are able to love God and to love our neighbors as ourselves, then we are doing sacrificial life for God. So we can lead a sacrificial life and be acceptable to God when we draw closer to God and we get farther and farther away from the world.
Because
James 4 verse 4 says that whoever becomes the friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. You see, for any sacrificial life that we lead, it comes with a cost. You lose something before you'll be able to lead a sacrificial life. Mothers sacrifice their sleep to care for their babies in night.
About time,
soldiers put their life as a sacrifice for their nation to stand at the battlefield to fight for their nations.
The
next thing is that as people of God, we can lead sacrificial life by offering to God whatever the Lord has blessed us with. Something like our monies, our time, everything.
You
see, so we make sacrifices by supporting the work of God with our money, with our tithes, hospitality, to strangers, to our ministers, etc.
To watch our bra bono tresse, ye di ye sika, ebe ba for ye, na ye tia, yen tutu sudu do, na ye di bi ebwa, onyamin crop for, na ye di share onyami ejuma.
That's why the Bible says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 40, that he who receives me, he who receives you, receive me.
Enunti ena, Matthew, asempane ti do, inchichemu ediana no kase.
And he who receives me receives the one who sent me. And he who gives a prophet something in the name of the prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. You see, God wants us to give something. We sacrifice something for the advancement of his kingdom and his work. You see, I want to point out that leading a sacrificial life involves a cost. Let's say, for example, if you have 10 sheep, and you sacrifice one to God, you will not be left with 10 more. It will reduce. your sheep will reduce to 9.
And unti ni ame pesa me chene say say ye betna se wo etu ho akemu a age say ye tue bibi ana say ye bi ye shiri bibi esan say say wo edwa edu na o de ba kuma onyame ejuma enkoka edu no eye den a wo be shiri ba ko.
So if you receive an income of 1,000 and you give a tithe of $100, you also not have your $1,000, but you will be left with 900. You have to lose 100 before you'll be able to sacrifice to the Lord.
Enunti sa wo sika apema na wuyi emu oha editua wontutu sududu a en san ka apem ne won chen eye den a ube shri bibi ube shri oha na wode maaye no eno ene kire se wo tena se watu hu achem.
So the point that I'm driving at is that to lead a sacrificial life involves a cost. It is never free.
Enti na me pesa yeti ase ne se sa ube tena se watu hu achem ana se afforebody a eno ebe ma wetue bibi ebe ma wa shri bibi enye bibi a ubenya no kwa ana se ubenya no totroto.
So people who lead sacrificial life are normally referred to as the following.
Enti nkrofo a omotena se watu hu achem no ya aya ada ya ta efre wo mo senia
God fearing.
Onyamisro ewoni mu
devout men
se watu ni ho asi ho
pious.
Omo hote.
Righteous.
Atenefo.
Faithful.
Anokwaredifo.
Born again.
Say awu won foforo.
Now let me ask you, all these terms that I'm asking, can they be referred to you?
Me pacho enema me bubo so nyina no. Ubetumi aka se uye bia na.
So can somebody just look at you and say, oh, this man is a God-fearing man?
Enti obi betimi ahwe odin na waka se, oh, papa die, onyamisro woni.
Oh, this man is a righteous man.
Oh, papa otsene.
Oh, this man is very faithful to God.
Papa odin kware ma nyankopon.
Oh, yes. This is the one that can be referred to as one of the born agains.
Oh, wait, dear. What him who say? Ya won no full fro and pa.
So, can this be referred to any one of us here?
Inti, way ayabubo sui. Ye mu be waha, ye bet to me, akase sana yet here.
I'm sure definitely we'll get some of us who can be referred to as all these terms that I've mentioned.
GD, ye say, ye mu bebre waha, ye bet to me, akasa.
You see, our theme for today is sacrificial life.
Asema ye kan ho asem ene asem ti aye ye kan ho asem ne se etu ho ache asetna.
Doubtlessly, we live in a world where people are never, never, never willing to sacrifice.
Eno kwasem se ana se achinye pie ni ho se ye ti wiase mu a nipa enye krado se omo betu omo ho asi ho.
They are never ready to sacrifice to God.
Omo pese omo de omo brabo ebesi ho ama erade.
You see, the people in the world today, they look for the slightest opportunity to celebrate.
Na ene wiase no ye hwe a ye hu se nipa epe bibi kitwe bi na wagina so a odebeji nani.
The slightest thing they get, they will use to celebrate.
Bibi kitwe bi a nsa be som no odebeji nani.
Oh, and of late birthdays, they are wonderful. When birthdays come, oh my man, if you don't take time, somebody can even litigate with you because of birthday.
Na se ni aba sukra na sanya ni awoda se awoda no sun na se wa anye de wosa oya obi kura betumi ene wo atwe manson.
A husband, a wife can divorce the husband because the husband never remembered that today was my birthday.
Oba betu mikra ajai ni kunu esanse ni kunu ankai se na woda enie.
But you know what? To me, I see birthday. I see it as a day when people should sit down, reflect, and based on that, lead a sacrificial life.
Na mi die mi hunu se awoda drua anka ye bra wo se ye de tena se na ye de dwindwin na ye de susu na ye hwe ya bra bo se ampa mi tena mi birthday ya na ma wudai ma tena se e wo atu ho akye mu ana.
You see, to me, I see birthday this way. If God gave you 100 years to live on this earth, when the first birthday comes, then it means you are how many left? Then the second birthday will come, then you are. The 50th birthday will come, then you are in the middle. So to me, the closer the birthday, and the more the birthday comes, the closer you are getting to the grave.
Me dear, me who say? I would dano dear Tiani says, say, when you come on my own, feel her so the better as I see so. So, would de back who were more, not coward your crown crown. Who car could drew a dear numa, let her say, I coward your num. Auntie, at the chair be a woody who birthday no, let her say, oh, bang, I'm an home.
So, when the birthday comes, to me, you sit down, hey, God, I'm getting closer to the grave. So, all that I've done, if you happen to call me today, am I getting to you or where am I going?
Me pacho anka e wo se mri no edu anase ye di yawo dana ye tena se na ye dwindwin se oh erade I woda wudi ama mi e kire se me ben amna ho na me dwindwin no na ye bisa ye ho se erade se ne wo frɛ me a metumi abepie wo wadoma hingwa nani mana.
Oh, is there something new that I can sacrifice so that I become good in your books?
And I said, Bibi Waha, metumi, Edia Che, and I metumi, who I see Wama, Sanya Beya, Midi, Yebehu Midi, Ewa, and Kwang Menimana.
You see, the point that I'm driving at is that these days, instead of sacrificial life, people seize the slightest opportunity to celebrate. And I give an example of birthday, anniversary, whatever.
Yeah, me can say, and nay, say, nipa, wa, yes, you share bibi kituebi, jinaso, said ye be ya, ye be gieni, na, I would dani ye bibi, I made ye and fatu hum, na, bebre waho, anniversary waho, and yoma bebre waha, ye nya, ye jinaso, edi gieni pa ye.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I want to ask this question. Supposing God bless me with a word of wisdom and I can tell the day each and everyone is going to die, the exact day, and I come here and I stand. See, God has given me the word of knowledge and I can tell each and everyone the way he's going to die, the day he's going to die. All those who want to hear this, come forward to me. How many will come?
Enti mi jina ha ise o nyankopon adom nim de semka na mi be jina ha na mitimi ka se o onyankopon adom mi ama mehu eda obi ade bewu enti mumra na mi kenkan kire mo a hwan ene beba
onim. It would have been better you know your day of death so that on that day also you celebrate it.
Nka ebe ehu beyin ase ube hunu uda udibewu na sada no so wama wani.
People of God, God wants us to sacrifice our life to him. God wants us to dedicate our life to him. He wants us to dedicate some of our money, everything that he has given to us, to serve him.
Onyankopɔn pɛ sɛ yɛde yɛ ho ɛbɔ afɔre ma no bibi a yɛwɔ bia yɛde bɔ afɔre yɛ sika yɛ mmerɛ yɛahoɔden bibi a ɛbɔ afɔre ma onyankopɔn.
And so of all the people that I've mentioned who led the sacrificial life, from Abraham to Paul to Mary Magdalene to John Wycliffe, etc., etc., you see, all their work that they did, the sacrificial work that they did, yielded very good results.
Senia midi kan kan ye no enipa me bubo omu din ye Paul, Mary Magdalene, John Wycliffe, any one more keka hu nyina edu omu abrabo si ho ma erade no ewie ye no eye nkunim die e ma wo.
So sacrificial life could be explained as the one which Jesus Christ himself demonstrated to us when he was here on the earth.
Enunti etu ho ache abra bonu ayete said the era Jesus Christ ankasa e de tre yen ebra owo asasi so.
So let us all deny ourselves for the sake of others and for the sake of the kingdom of God.
Enti muma yen nyina yen pa ye ho achi enuanom bi nti ena fe nso.
So, brothers and sisters who are listening to me this morning, please, please, God wants us to lead a sacrificial life, and I hope you also do that.
Minyano mesre, onyankopo pese yetna se yedi yahusi ho safari body etiase anase yetna se wa atu huachemu enti mesre se yenina yebetna se sa.
Mama Emompai, let us pray. Almighty and everlasting Father, you have spoken to us on sacrificial life, that you want us to lead sacrificial lives so that we shall find place in your kingdom when you arrive. Father, we know that the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So we pray and ask you, Lord Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ said he is going, and when he go, you will come and help us. Now Jesus Christ has left, and so we know that, Holy Spirit, you are here to help us. We thank you. We thank you, and we pray that, Father, you help us in any way possible so we shall be able to lead a sacrificial life. We thank you and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
That's it. Let me shut up.